Here's your morning brief for Friday, April 19th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Israel has struck back at Iran, with Iranian media and social media reporting explosions overnight near the city of Isfahan, the home of key nuclear and drone facilities. Much still remains unclear about the Israeli action, though the strike seems to have a limited impact. And in further signs of tamping down the prospects of a regional war breaking out, we are exclusively reporting that the Biden administration is making a long-shot push for a deal that would involve Saudi Arabia diplomatically recognizing Israel in exchange for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accepting a new commitment to Palestinian statehood. According to US and Saudi officials, Washington hopes to seal an agreement within the coming months. China has ordered Apple to remove some of the world's most popular messaging apps from its app store in the country. As a result, WhatsApp and Threads, along with platforms Signal and Telegram, were all taken off the Chinese app store. The company said it was told to do so because of national security concerns, though it didn't specify which, adding that it was, quote, obligated to follow the laws in the countries where we operate, even when we disagree. And we're exclusively reporting that the UK's privacy regulator has found changes to Google's ad privacy of falling short. In a draft report, the Information Commissioner's Office wrote that Google's proposed replacement for cookies, dubbed Privacy Sandbox, needs to do more to protect consumer privacy. It is a significant last-minute obstacle as Google tries to secure the UK's blessing to go ahead with its plans to change how companies use cookies within the next few months. A spokeswoman for the ICO declined to comment. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, with European shares also selling off. And US stock futures are similarly down as investors responding to the Israeli strike on Iran move out of riskier assets. We've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.